What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 8th day of July, 2024. And tonight, you know, everybody's got radio names, like Styles. That's not his real name, okay? Nobody knows for sure what it is. No, only kidding. We know. We just won't tell. But Kenny uses, his radio name is Kenny.
Yeah, hi.
So
that Kenny's is my real name, too, though.
No, he's our producer. All right. And Pastor Joe Larson's radio name is the Parson Joe Larson.
Hello?
Hello.
Lost everybody.
Oh, no.
There. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, were you trying to call me again? I noticed you kept coming up, and I kept trying to pick you up, but you weren't there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I could just barely hear you guys at all. So, we're up. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, if you can barely hear us, Joe, speak louder.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right.
Turn the hearing aid up.
We got to get this is a serious program, so we got to get serious, right?
Yes.
Right. There you go. The title of the message, Joe, do you remember?
You can lead a horse to water and a soul to wisdom.
Right. Joe Biden never would have remembered that.
He wouldn't be able to read it off a teleprompter.
Pause.
He would say you could lead a soul to a horse or something like that. I know.
But the, comma.
Anyhow, you can lead a horse to water and a soul to water. See, you can't make a horse drink, right? But you can make him thirsty, and you can't make a soul learn, but you can make him curious, okay? And so we're going to start tonight in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. This is one of those where we kind of got to take them a couple of verses at a time, Joe. And so let's start there tonight. Here, Go ahead and read verse 1.
My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee.
You know what? Now, there's four verses here in Proverbs, four chapters, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 6, chapter 7, where David starts out by referring to with Solomon, his son, by using those words, my son, in those four chapters, okay? If thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Now, here, David is exhorting Solomon to listen very intently to God's word. He is telling him to cry out to the Lord and seeking direction. So David understands what only a very, very, very small percentage of people of this world's population understand today. And that's how futile, how absolutely and totally futile it is to ignore God's word and to cling to the lusts of the world. So go ahead and pick it up in verse 2.
So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding.
Go ahead, verse 3.
Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding.
Well, here now, this is what he's talking about. This is it's a summary in this chapter here of how to attain a true and in-depth understanding of God's word and his plan and his purpose for the world and all of its people. If thou criest after knowledge and lift it up thy voice for understanding. Go ahead, pick her up in verse 4.
Well, can I back up on that?
Yeah,
right,
sure.
There, it's interesting. Your ear, he's saying you have to open up, you have to want to hear, you know, you willingly listen to the word of wisdom. Apply that to the heart, the understanding. It says, you know, apply thy heart to understanding. Then, you know, thou criest after. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures. They're saying this is so valuable, it's more valuable than the things of the earth that we people seek as wealth and something rare.
Yeah, but Joe, it's not only saying that they're valuable, he's saying they're available.
Yes.
Right now, they're available. Right now, as we are reading this, these holy scriptures, these words, they're inexhaustible, they're rich. And listen, the guidance in this book right here, people could understand. This is why I'm saying very few people understand. The guidance is infallible. The word of God is infallible, okay? And so, and that is in every area of life and in every area of truth. But you see, people will read this, and it's right there, literally spelled out for them. But it goes right over their head, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because for some reason it's like their eyes are blinded. But it was talking about, and it's for anyone who's willing to listen and follow instruction, these things are available to all, right?
Right. Do you ever, when you're studying Scripture, I notice sometimes when I ask people to read, you know, because we do, and when we have Bible studies, you know, we have a number of people, and we'll read a chapter verse, and then we do a commentary on it, or we, I ask them, what does that mean? Tell me what do you think that means? And sometimes I notice you can tell by their eyes, you know how they say the eyes are the windows of the soul?
Soul, yeah.
You can tell on how they look at that, if they're thinking on that, or you can tell if there's another look in their eye that's like a glass over, how it's gone right over their head. It didn't register, okay? And, you know, it's interesting. So go ahead and read verse 5.
Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That should be kind of like the capital letters verse, right?
Absolutely. Now, here, the fear of the Lord occurs 14 times in Proverbs. 14 times is that phrase, the fear of the Lord.
It's one of those things that the fear of the Lord, I call it the fear of the Lord, is to understand the power, the awe, the presence, the holiness, you know, is it just having a vague understanding of who God is?
In a word, it's reverence. It's
reverence, yeah.
Right. And so,
in a word, but it's even more than that. It's, you know, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all these things. It's really hard to get your mind to wrap around just who God is. I mean, he's so far above us.
Oh, absolutely. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And then he says this, he liveth up, or he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk upright. A buckler there is a shield. He's talking
shield,
about it.
Right.
A shield that walk upright. Okay. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. So, you know, again, if you really think about that and think on that, here we're talking, we got right in front of us the infallible Word of God, the greatest source of knowledge. In fact, there is no greater source of wisdom, truth, knowledge than that of the Word of God, the King James Bible.
And there's two keys in here, verse 6, out of his mouth, who is the Word? This is the Word. The Word is who? Jesus is the Word, right?
Right. And then,
so
and then
we have Christ. And then when we see this verse 8, preserveth the way of his saints, that's the highway to heaven, isn't it? The biblical, the born-again believer, the highway to heaven, how you get there, being born again, once saved, always saved, you're on that highway. And it's our job to reach out to those who aren't on and help bring them on to that path to heaven, right?
Right. Now, in it, Joe, you find a true, in-depth understanding of God's Word and his plan and purpose for the world and, again, his people. Now, there is no other, no other at all, absolute power and authority than that of God. So you've heard that saying so many times that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, but that's not true at all because there's only one absolute power, and that is God, and God is not corrupt. But even though I know the answer, I can't help but ask myself why the vast majority of the world's population seek the answers to life's issues everywhere, except where they can all be found. And the answer for that, Joe, would be in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7.
Right, we'll have to go there, huh?
Okay, let's do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 through 7.
All right, how many verses do I read?
1 through 7.
Just read them all, okay. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
So we go back to verse 1 where he says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not. Why would he say that, as we've received the mercy, we faint not? Why would he say that?
Well, we've been given that mercy. It's a blessing. It's a great gift. And we are not to weaken and not use that gift. We're to use the gift to the best of our ability to help others.
So what kind of a stress makes you faint? What type of things might cause one to faint?
Fear, apathy, ignorance.
Well, in his case, it wouldn't be fear too much. It would be exhaustion, huh?
Well, yeah, that was headed down the list. But some people would doubt it, but then they wouldn't have faith.
Yeah.
If you have faith, you don't have courage. So if you lose courage, you faint real quickly.
All right. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. Does that kind of describe our judicial system today and also the apostate church today?
Yeah, but anymore, to us, they're not hidden. They're so, to me, they are so easy to see that it's, that seems to me they're no longer hidden. But for many, many years, yeah, that's the truth has been hidden from the people. And for a great majority of the people, the truth is still hidden from them. They listen to the wrong news, the wrong so-called preacher, who usually isn't. He's a hireling. And they have been brainwashed by the world.
All
right. The vain philosophies and deceits of men, right?
Oh, absolutely. So you would have these things out there today. You have a lot of these apostate preachers. But also, this would apply really today big time in the judicial system.
Yes.
The craftiness you have, today, especially under this lawfare, the courts that you have out there today, all of these the people that have been going after Trump and all of Trump's people, just unbelievable how corrupt they are, that Bragg and Fannie Willis and...
But see, they're coming out now kind of in the open, but for many years, the power of the CIA and the deep state, we were talking about the corruption in government, the deep state, many, many years before, you know, we had these all these security experts come out and say Russian disinformation, you know, the 31 experts that the laptop sure looked like Russian disinformation to us. You know, we were telling what kind of people they were many years before the light started really showing it.
But if you go today to the apostate churches, the Episcopal, the United Church of Christ, the many United Methodists, now, people don't know, the people that are not biblically literate, they go to the, and there's a building that's got church on it.
A cross go in there, outside, some right, of them.
Cross outside, some of them. Today, if you go to United Church of Christ, you're liable, more and more likely than not to find a woman in the pulpit or the Episcopal.
Some of the churches had married a couple of lesbians being co-pastors, which is about as big an abomination and untruth as I can think of.
And so, but people that are not biblically literate, they would go into these, and so they don't know that women are forbidden to be pastors. They don't know that these doctrines, like Al Sharpton says, that the Bible condones abortion, killing children, okay? But these people, because of biblical literacy, they don't know any better. So he goes on to say...
Did you notice he never quoted chapter and verse on that?
Yeah, because there is no chapter in the Bible.
There is, yeah, you're right.
And so, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, or handling the word of God deceitfully. And that's what they do. They handle the word of God deceitfully.
Oh, that's what the prosperity preachers, they handle it with deceitfulness, you know.
But so
God
does the government.
Everybody, you know, they take certain bits and then they expand a little bit of truth and a lot of lie, you know.
Well, you know, the government does it too. I remember some years ago when Homeland Security, they sent out those letters to the different pastors telling us how we need to let the people know that Romans 13 in the Bible tells people that they have to obey the government on every level. And that's a lie from the pit of hell, told by liars. But anyhow, so he goes on to say, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Okay, so I had, you know, that word veil, hid is the same word we use, veiled. I had a woman who told me that she believes the Bible. Now listen, here's what she said. She believes the Bible. And then she says, and I believe in Jesus Christ, okay, as my Savior, but I don't believe that there's a hell, and I don't believe there's a devil. And I says, so do you think the Lord Jesus is a liar? She said, of course not. I said, well, he preached more on hell than he did heaven. He did?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, where do you get... So I took her to this very passage of Scripture right here. I took her right here to this. Okay, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Listen, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Do you know what she says? She says, I don't understand what that means.
Oh.
I said, I know.
You know, but it's kind of clear. The God of this world would be Satan, and through lies and deceit, because he is what the Prince of Liars, you know, has convinced people of the untruth of the, you know, anything antichrist, anything of the world. And so they're not listening to the word of Jesus Christ, who is the word of God.
Well, what's happening?
Hard to read that.
Yeah, too many people today, they go off sound bites, or they parrot what they've heard somebody else say instead of going to the Word of God themselves, instead of going and getting to the King James Bible. You know, when I hear someone preach, let's just say, whenever I hear someone preaching and they'll quote something, I'll say, you know what, I want to check that out, okay. And many, many times I've found them twisting and spinning the scriptures. Okay, sometimes it's very obvious. Other times it's not so obvious the
sometimes
way they spin.
Sometimes it can be very, very subtle and very hard because you have to check many other places.
Right. So when they do give you like a chapter and a verse, but even if they're reading from one of the New Age perversions of Scripture, and you say, okay, now I want to know what the Bible actually teaches there, and you go there and you find out they've changed it. The meaning of the word, they perverted the meaning of the word. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So here now, when he's talking about that out of darkness, you know, Paul draws an analogy here, doesn't he, of a new creation in Christ to the creation of the world, both the world, because in the beginning was what? It was darkness, right? And he created light. And they were, so the world and all of us that are born again were born, where initially we were in the dark, but we were born in darkness into the light, weren't we?
Yes, we can, yeah, literally and figuratively.
So he gave us, he says, in the hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it was spiritual darkness through intimate sin, and then the world was in physical darkness. So God called for physical light to divide the darkness, and that he has divided the darkness in our hearts by spiritual illumination of him who is the light of the world, who is the true light of the world, huh? So then he says, go
both,
ahead.
You know, that's spiritually and literally, right? He was created light, and he created the light of knowledge, wisdom, and life itself.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Our bodies, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God.
Absolutely, the light of the world. Okay.
Dwells in us. And we are to what? Not hide it under a bushel basket, but let that light shine to all, for all to see, right?
Absolutely. So we're up against a hard break. We'll be back right after this.
He's got more trials coming up.
Now,
it's time for that.
Joe Biden has weaponized the DOJ against President Trump. And anyone who tells you otherwise, folks, they're lying. Now let's go down the list. First, Biden's AG Merrick Garland appoints Jack Smith as the nonpartisan special counsel. Really? The same Jack Smith who went after Republican Governor Robert McDonnell, losing 8-0 at the Supreme Court. The same Jack Smith with a history of targeting conservative groups. The same Jack Smith whose wife produced Michelle Obama's documentary. Second, consider the case in Georgia. Willis's office met with White House lawyers in 2022. Then, just 3 days after Trump announced his candidacy for president, Fannie's former lover and lead special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, met with Biden's inner circle. Third, look at the poster child of bogus cases in New York City. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg campaigned on his experience going after Trump. And then he brings on Biden's former third highest ranking official at the DOJ, Matthew Colangelo, to lead the Trump investigation. Colangelo, by the way, wasn't just Biden's guy. He also led the New York AG's inquiries into President Trump. Folks, this is Lawfare. Calculated campaigns to weaponize the judicial system to go after political opponents. That's exactly what Joe Biden's DOJ is doing to attack Donald Trump. And Biden has even admitted it.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
We must stop the left's lawfare tactics. And how do we do that? We do it now. Defund radical district attorneys and prosecutors like Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis. Use congressional oversight power to make sure the law isn't weaponized to go after political rivals. Without a doubt, folks, Joe Biden is responsible for the criminal targeting of his political opponents. The facts are undeniable, and we must take every possible action to prevent it from ever happening again.
Now, Joe, I remember when he was speaking, and he made a point that I heard Biden say that if Trump tries to run, I'll stop him. He said, I'll stop him.
Of course, he made that clear, I will stop him.
Yeah. And so, and see, again, that's third world stuff. You can't be doing that. I mean, this is unbelievable, but again, you didn't hear that. You wouldn't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, would you?
No, what you would hear is them talking about how Joe is as sharp as a tack and he hasn't lost a bit in the 81 years, and you know he's strong enough to handle everything every day, 365. Yeah. So in other words, we're getting a lot of common air thrown at us.
Well, yeah, we see here now what had come out was that, well, actually, he has seen a doctor for Parkinson 10 times, but here you go. Chaos erupts at the in the press briefing room when KJB, that's that Karine Jean-Pierre, okay, declines to say why Parkinson's experts have visited Biden's White House 8 times in 8 months. Well, now it's up to 2. They just came out and said he's been there 10 times now. Monday's press briefing devolved into chaos as Karine Jean-Pierre repeatedly declined to say why Parkinson's disease experts visited the White House so many times this year. White House press reporters are once again battering they call her KJP,
for
Biden's cognitive decline. A Parkinson's disease specialist, the White House, 10 times going back to November 2022, according to visitor logs. The Parkinson expert visited the White House 8 times in 8 months. Well, she's been denying it, okay? And so she got caught, didn't she?
Well, they put it on the visitor log, but they didn't say who the person saw. That's what she was kind of hinting. They was there at the White House, but there are a lot of people that work at the White House, So in a way, they're trying to infer, which is kind of like a lie of omission. I mean, she knows who the doctor went to see, but that's not the way she says it, right?
Yeah, well, there's another article right here, and he's telling you, new Parkinson's disease specialist made 10 White House visits, dating back to November 2022. Now here he go 10 times. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Biden's personal doctor, and another doctor at the White House residence on January 7th. So here, the voter logs view, the New York Post revealed that Dr. Kevin Conrad, a renowned Parkinson's expert with Walter Reed Medical Center, came in with Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Biden's doctor. So what does that tell you?
Well, this is the same man who said what he was proud to be the first black woman to serve a black president.
I saw that.
Okay. Now, Parkinson's, you might have Parkinson's and not dementia, so, you know, they may say, well, he's got one problem, but...
or he may have both.
CNN's chief medical expert, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, is calling for cognitive testing on Biden, and he's saying, you know, they have to do a cognitive test on him, that there's something wrong. Called for Biden to undergo a neurological testing so the American people can find out if he has dementia ahead of the 2024 election. I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you what, if you put all the stuff that I've seen and heard of from Biden together in a montage, you don't have to be a doctor to see some form of dementia or Alzheimer's. I don't know that I could tell the difference, but one of the two has to be there. It's just blatantly obvious.
Well, you know, the thing of it is I don't blame anyone for becoming, you know, with dementia. I mean, that's something. But what I hold against Joe Biden is his wickedness, his evilness, how all of the evil and corrupt things that he's done.
Yes.
And
over the years, yeah.
Right, and you know, here, as he's coming out promoting, you know, when he, see, God is not mocked, and when Biden is pushing sodomy, pushing LGBT, putting, you know, flying their flag over the White House, the sodomite flag, in your face, God, sodomy here, the Democratic Party is the party of sodomy, they are the party of killing children, if it's a sin, and if it's evil, and if it's unclean, yeah. They are the party of it. And so here now, Biden said he was going to stop Trump. And here again, we're going to see. So they're so corrupt. The Democrats are so corrupt. They're in a panic right now. They're in a panic. And, you know, they're going to, it looks like little by little, Trump, you know, Biden is actually turning on them too. And remember the way it works within the collective. The way it works within the collective, if you can betray someone, see, to us, betrayal is repulsive. Betrayal is something that, you know, to us is repulsive. But we see how the Lord, our Lord, was betrayed. We see how King David was betrayed. We see, you know, betrayal.
The prophets were betrayed. I mean, there's quite a list of betrayals in the Bible.
Right. In this ministry over the years, I've been betrayed by people that came in pretending to be here to help us. And so to us, that's a repulsive thing. But then remember, within the collective, like, remember what Joseph Stalin said? To lay your head in the breast of a friend, to gain his complete confidence, and then to thrust a dagger in his back. There's nothing sweeter. You can sleep good at night. This is what Joseph Stalin said. To them, if you can betray someone of standing, someone who's powerful, important, if you can betray them and bring them down, then you can take their place, and that adds to your stock within the collective, okay?
Right, as long as you are successful at it. If you're a blatant failure, they call you crazy and all kinds of things, but if you pull it off and get away with it, then you are somebody very important.
Well, we've seen Jimmy Carter did that to the Shah. He had made a deal, shook hands. They were busted buddies standing.
Right.
And then Carter betrayed him. And then if you look at Barack Obama, remember Barack, the president of Egypt, same thing. Barack and him were, you know, supporting each other. And then Obama betrayed him. They ended up putting him in a cage, okay? You had Hillary with Gaddafi. Remember, Gaddafi supported Hillary, but Gaddafi was well aware of things that were going on. He shouldn't, that he was going to be a thorn in her side if he was left around to talk about the things that she did. So Ambassador Stevens and Gaddafi, Hillary betrayed him and brought Gaddafi down. That added within the collective, and within communism, Democratic Party, that added to her stock, okay? And you see that all the time, you know, within the collective. So now, but here now, it can't be what they're doing, because you got what all of these congressmen now, they say they're up to nine of them, nine congressmen. And it looks like that Warner from Virginia tried to get something moving in the Senate, but it stalled. But now you've got these nine congressmen calling for Biden to step down. We don't want them to use the 25th Amendment on him. I don't, because that would give us, okay, Kamala Harris. We know, at least with Biden, he's being controlled in there. We know that wicked man, okay? With Kamala, if she was in the White House today, who knows what she would do?
That's true. It's a total unknown. And, yeah, neither one is a good option, because what scares me is, you know, for a long time our enemies have been watching, and they have seen Biden. They knew before the American press did what was going on. They've talked to world leaders, in fact, you know, at their media, different things. I'm sure this topic has been up between diplomats all over the world. And we notice what our enemies have been growing stronger, bolder, pushing everything to the limit. It's not by accident. It's because they understood the weakness going on, and they probably know better than we do who's actually really running things at the White House.
Absolutely. Now,
and that's
we know
the scary part, if you think about it, that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, they know as much of what's going on as we do, maybe more.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely, especially Israel knows more.
Yeah,
and
not Netanyahu has kept his mouth shut, even though Biden has been putting the screws to him and cutting him off at the knees and doing everything they can to hurt Israel. They still did not turn on their ally, the United States. And they just showed they're a better man than we are, right?
Well, Netanyahu, don't be surprised if Netanyahu manages to get in a situation where we're forced to come into it, okay, to provide Israel security. And so, you know, but I understand what's happening when you're surrounded by people that want to totally extinguish you, okay. I can see, you know, you're fighting for your very survival where they're at over there.
It is, because they knew if they couldn't destroy Hamas, they're going to have the evil is going to rise right back up, and they'll have to deal with it for a long, long time. But if you look at the world, if I can jump in when you brought that up, because right now, you talk about Israel, the Jews in France. Jewish families are being urged to leave for Israel after election seize an anti-Semitic hardline storm into victory. And it's a disaster for France, for Macron. And this guy is a communist, and well, he's called a socialist, but this new popular front is really socialist, and they are the hard left, and they have taken over France and foreseen all kinds of bad things going on. But we have one of the big rabbis there at the synagogue of Paris said it There seems France has no future for Jews and is advising all the younger Jews to leave for Israel. People my age, well, we've made our life here. We fear for the future of our children, he told the Times of Israel. So the what's interesting is France is becoming just like we are in a sense. They have a conservative right wing coming to power. The people are rising up trying to bring back these conservative values. The middle in France is kind of melted. Now you've got really communists on one side and the conservatives on the other, and they're trying to force coalition governments, and they're having chaos, rioting in the street, and it looks like what's happening in America, the House divided against itself between the two extremes, and it's happening now in France and other countries, and they're having to make a deal with the devil. They can't even cobble a government together right now, but the interesting thing with this communism is coming all this anti-Semitism and Jew hatred, and it is rapidly growing all over Europe.
Well, so it is.
It's getting very dicey out there.
Here it is, Joe, and here's the situation, because you have a number of the Jews in this country that are very, very concerned about all the anti-Semitism they see here.
Exactly.
They see
We've
what's
seen it
happening.
At the colleges and universities.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see a lot more of it this summer, but here, so they're in a predicament because they want to go back to Israel, but Israel's at war with Hamas now, so they're wondering if we go back there to Israel, and then here they're surrounded by nations that want to destroy them. They can't go to these other nations like Australia or
no, they're not Britain welcome. They're not wanted France in France. Or, they're not wanted in England. They're not
in
wanted
Italy,
in Germany.
Anywhere, yeah. So they can't go to any of those
Canada,
countries.
But I have a feeling you don't hear the Jews going to Canada because there's no freedom there anymore.
Right. And so they're kind of caught between the rock and the hard spot. So then the answer is that they have to defeat Hamas and Hezbollah there. And here Biden wants to bring in, while he's still in office, he wants to bring in 1 million Hamas into this country.
And over there, they're trying to destroy them, and Biden trying to bring them here,
yeah.
Which reminds me of another story that came up. They're now saying that they have the groups in almost every state in the United States. They have a Islamic terror group everywhere.
You're not kidding. More than one, I believe me.
More, they said, in every state, though.
Yeah.
It was an interest. I'm trying to find it. I know I put it here somewhere. But there were too many things happening, going on. But basic idea was we have so many people have infiltrated America that we have enemies now everywhere in every state. And it's getting it's going to soon happen. We're going to be attacked from within. Here, sleeper cells in almost every American urban area. Global security expert foresees imminent danger, disaster, thanks to Biden's policy. And we've had other people talk about it, you know, the danger from the Chinese and Grassley warning about the, you know, they're not vetting the Afghans. They didn't vet the Chinese. You know, we had the Jordanian nationals trying to get into a Marine Corps base there at Quantico. And now this Army veteran, Ben Varlis, security expert, ex-military, he's saying that there we've had several incidents all over, and they're probing our defenses everywhere. And he said, with all these people, none have been vetted properly. And we have thousands from the terrorist havens from Afghanistan, Venezuela, Syria, China. And you and I have talked about this, but almost all of these people coming are military-aged males, single, without families. And again, just one more warning that we've been given. You and I have given out dozens of these. And there's one more that we're getting ready for chaos inside America. We're going to have a war like Israel. The only difference is they built a wall between their enemies and themselves. They have a wall, and we have an open border. Kind of forebodes some bigger problems for us.
Today, it's estimated, Joe, that one out of six people in the United States is an illegal alien. One out of six is illegal.
Wow.
And that's how many now. We had, since the 80s, we have about 50 million illegals. But during the Biden regime alone, about 30 million have been brought in here. That's during the Biden regime. So, in other words,
well,
all the way up.
Then, if you look at what Chicago, look at our communities. Chicago had 100 shootings over this 4th of July weekend, the 4 days, 17 killed. Now, I did some research on it. It was a large part mostly juveniles, young males under 21. Almost everyone I could find was black, crime on black people. And in Seattle, the juvenile halls are so full of juvenile delinquents and criminals that they're having to release all the new offenders because they have no place to put them. There are so many. So our own children are rising up, creating chaos in all the major cities across the country. And that alone is going to be a huge problem to deal with and solve, let alone ISIS cells, Chinese cells, you know, the gangs from South America. We've got ourselves one gigantic mess, and I don't think people understand how bad it is, how dangerous it is, and what we're facing. If Trump does get elected, he's going to have the biggest problems on his hands that anyone could ever imagine. He needs prayer.
You remember about 5 years ago, we had one of the former big Chicago gang leaders who got saved and came out of that, and he was on the radio saying how that about once a week he would get a phone call and say, was given to go to here or go to there, and they would find a crate of guns. And
there were left there by someone.
And ammunition.
Well, someone.
And he would say, we all knew it was the feds that were doing it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, yep. I remember that very clearly, but, you know, of course, there was what they call plausible deniability, you know, like Hunter Biden. We have plausible deniability. It's going to be very hard to prove who did it.
Well, it's like we have 51 spies who lied, and they were all on the about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
51 spies, and at the time that they lied, every one of them was on the CIA's payroll.
Remember, plausible deniability. This has all the appearances of Russian disinformation. You know, you got to look at it legally. Devil's in the details. They never said, oh, we know this is Russian disinformation. They all carefully crafted this as every appearance of Russian disinformation. It is clearly an example of Russian disinformation. You know, everything was couched just a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's where I hate this lawfare and legalese. It's an outright lie without the appearance of being a lie.
And guess who was leading up these 51 spies? Okay, of course, Anthony, the...
what's his name in the Biden administration?
He's the one that called it, but John Brennan and James Clapper.
Clapper and all those.
Yeah, they were Cynthia Strand, Rick Ledgett, Michael Merrill, Stephen Sick, Noah Bacchus, James Bruce. I've got all of them here, all 56. And in that you had Kenny Bay and Leon Panetta, John McLaughlin, Stephen Hall, David Craig. I've got the whole list of them.
List, yeah, it's a long, long list.
Yeah.
Traitors to the country, liars. You were saying there were spies and lies and traitors.
Yep, absolutely. And you have the traitors, too, in the New Jersey, the GOP. I'm looking here at a picture of 100,000 supporters that came up at Wildwood, New Jersey, in May, when Trump had that rally there in May. And here, Joe, now remember what the Democrats have been doing there, as they've had a huge movement of ballot harvesting. The Democrats have used ballot harvesting against the Republicans. So now the Republicans there in New Jersey said, you know what, we're going to give them their own medicine. We're going to have ballot harvesting.
Exactly. They said, fight fire with fire, right? A backfire.
Right. But guess what? The Republican state legislators, they're blocking the pro-Trump ballot harvesting group from receiving the funds for the 2024 presidential election. Instead, they say that while they're presenting their ballot harvesting plan during the June 24th Microsoft Teams video meeting, they were told by the RNC staff that the New Jersey GOP is focusing on getting Jack Cattarelli elected in 2025. He's for governor, and he was a former New Jersey state never-Trumper. He is a never-Trumper.
Never-Trumper, and they want him for governor, of course.
So that's you got Rhino Rot, and a Republican party there in New Jersey. Of course, you got some Rhino Rot here in Ohio, too, unfortunately. We got what they call the 22 Rhino Blue, okay? Democrats that got ran as Republicans and managed to manipulate and get control of the House and the speakers. We're going to be coming up to a break here, Joe, and then we're going to take a look at some of what we told you. We have a clip we're going to play, and this has got to do... Alex Jones is bringing Christine Hutchinson on. She was a former contractor for DHS and FEMA, and, you know, when they were talking about these FEMA camps, she was working, providing the supplies and things, and they were talking openly. These are not for illegal aliens. These are for dissidents, people that are against the corruption in the government. And this is basically going to be a military operation, and their biggest worry is if the American people, they said the only thing that could happen, if the American people should somehow find the courage to stand up, okay, for their freedom, then the whole thing, the plan would fail if the American people found the courage. In other words,
if they find the courage and if they wake up, because there's still so many apathetic, don't realize we're in a battle for the heart and soul of this country. They don't understand we're in the middle of a communist revolution. And more importantly, they do not understand it is spiritual warfare.
All righty. Well, we're coming up to that break. And when we come, well, we have a whole lot. So hang tight. We are going to a break. Kenny wants to cut down. He wants everyone to know he can count. Okay, so go ahead, Ken. There you go. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.